Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Essex League podcast with myself, Billy Rowan, Abby Taylor.
You forgot what it's called, you clown.
What's it called?
Essex League Cricket Podcast.
Look, mate, it's nearly been a year, mate, honestly.
Oh, mate. Anyway, fuck it. We've done it, haven't we? The felt tips of their caps listen. On, Bill. They have their
The
caps.
Public has spoken. The demand is there. People are waiting for me to rant about India. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Billy, never has this all gone quiet over there been so poignant. Hyderabad is ours. Unbelievable.
What a win.
Where should we start, Bill? Where should we start? Stokes' captaincy. Let's just start there. Fuck me.
Well, I'll tell you where we'll start. We'll start with that squad announcement, yeah? When I hear... They go to Pakistan, they don't take one, they take one spinner. They take Jack Leach, yeah, in the original squad. And they take two part-timers. You think in Pakistan, you need to take at least three spinners, yeah? They go to India and they take four spinners, one we've never heard of, and another one who averages 45 in first-class cricket, yeah?
Is that which one's the one that couldn't
we
get in?
We've got to stop doubting this regime.
Which one couldn't get in? Which one couldn't get in?
Oh, what, in the country?
Yeah.
Don't start me off, mate. I've started off all slow now, yeah. I've started off hard.
Do you not think it's the biggest fuck you to the BCCI, the big machine that is? Stick your visa up your ass.
Well, he's got it now, hasn't he? I doubt he might have refused it if he hadn't got it on Sunday or Saturday, whenever he got it. They might have said, well, no, he's not coming in now.
Yeah, we can't
doubt. But no, what
you
I'm saying
doubt
is,
about it, can you?
I hear that squad, and my first thought is when we watched Dan absolutely pummel Hartley at one of the outgrounds in Lancashire. Dan got 150 or something, yeah. Honestly, he got 100 of them off Hartley. I'm thinking, oh, no. Yeah, but then you look at it, I've never seen this Bashir Bowl. I watched a few clips of him. He's tall, and Hartley's tall. And you can sort of see, maybe they're just going to, they want tall spinners, obviously, yeah? They're the ones that sort of do Axar Patel, Ashwin. They're the ones, Kumble over the years, they're the ones who actually do well in India.
You can't get down to them, can you? It's tough to, they're tough to sweep and you can't get down to them.
Yeah, yeah. But still, in my mind, I'm thinking, ah, you go to Pakistan, you don't take them to two lads, yeah? But you go to India, you are taking them. Thinking, fucking, I'm not sure about this. Goes out there, he picks three spinners. He don't pick Anson. Thinking, no, God. But in my mind, I'm always thinking, believe in the process. They don't do much wrong, these two.
Fuck
yeah?
off, that's what
and
you
then
were
they
thinking.
Do that. Hey?
I think they too.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what you were saying.
they're the first few of my doubts. And I'm thinking, you can't bat Ollie Pope at three. You can't bat Ollie Pope at three. Yeah, the geezer's not played cricket in, well, months. Yeah, he's not played one game of cricket. And I was never a convert of him batting three anyway. Then the geezer goes and does that, mate. I refuse to doubt this England team. If England need 500 to win in two overs, I'm putting money on England. Mate, you can't doubt it.
Is that one of the best innings you've ever seen? It's got to be. It's got to be like...
Nah. It's not one. Nah.
No,
it's not,
not
one
in terms
best.
Of how classical it was, just in terms of the context. How many games have we watched? How many test matches have we watched? No one does that, Bill. No one does that.
Hey, I've seen Ben Stokes play probably three better innings than that.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I know, but it's just... Context is
Kevin
everything
Peterson,
in this
Mumbai.
One.
Kevin Peterson in Mumbai, like... when we won in 2012, was it? I can't remember now.
Yeah, I know, but right. He had Swan and Panesar.
No, it doesn't matter. It's still,
I'm talking about context of winning a test match in India. It's got to be up there, isn't it? Fuck me.
Oh, of course it has. Yeah, but you're asking me if that's the best I've seen. No, it's not.
No, it's obviously not the best. Like. Out and out innings you've ever seen.
I'll take nothing away from him. I'll take nothing away from the fact that
you've got those shots in the locker, Bill. You've got those shots in the locker.
He likes to sweep, doesn't he?
I'm loving the reverse. Like, I like no word of a lie. I've been thinking about this for the last few times we've played them. They never seem to lap these spinners, and they bowl rapid into the deck. And there's never really anyone behind the keeper. It's a calculated risk, but I think it's a good shot. And Pope played it fucking superbly, especially after looking like Chris Martin in the first innings.
That's what England do. They work out their methods. They back them all the way. And we forget, there's no Harry Brook in this team either.
I just think that they find a way now. I just think this, like, Stokes instills so much belief
in it. Yeah, it's unbelievable. It, someone comes into the team, done, seamless. Don't worry about it.
You might have scored this a few under him.
Obviously, biased point of view, you get Dan in that team. I think he's a revelation. I think he's a perfect guy for that team. But anyway,
I agree. We could go on about
that. Anyway. You're not dropping no one here, so.
Well, we can get on to that later. Stokes' captaincy with Hartley, Bill. Do you not think that way he bowls the way he did without bowling that many overs in a row in the first innings? That first spell where he kept him on. And I know it's very easy for him to say at the end of the game that he kept him on because he knew he would need him. And he is right to an extent, but fuck me, that's brave, isn't
obviously,
it?
Jack, in the back of his mind, he's thinking Leach is fucked.
What's happened to him? His knee's gone.
Knee or something, yeah, I don't know.
What
did
you say?
But I see his knee or something, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I thought you said AIDS.
I don't know what. You never know. You never know. But, this is all coming in hindsight now, isn't it? Because the game's over. But, you know, a few of the boys were talking on the group. I said, these cunts, they all give it away, mate, honestly. Like, it's that Joshua, he didn't give it away that night and he got 80-odd, yeah. But I'm thinking, these cunts, they're 2020 products, mate. They don't understand Test cricket. They've got no experience Test cricket, yeah. I think these cunts are just going to throw it away.
Yeah, well, I guess...
keep playing your shots. Keep you playing your shot. I know they've played on these Indian decks all their lives, yeah. But these cunts will just throw it away. Honestly, I sent you that video, didn't I, Tony Greig? Yeah, that's exactly what comes to mind, yeah, with India. But he said India don't bite back, yeah, like West Indies do. When Tony Greig's going, we make them grovel, yeah. When we get them down, they'll grovel, yeah, whatever he said.
Where's he from?
Same with India. You get them, you get them rattled, you put pressure on them, World Cup final, Australia, they can't handle it, mate. The fucking pressure goes. Like, look at that prick Bumrah, yeah. I didn't even know he did it. I didn't watch the whole thing. Like, Pope's like batting well. He fucking barges him. Like, what are you doing, mate?
Embarrassing.
What are you doing? It's pathetic. Like,
I don't mind if someone does it and that's their game. It just ain't his game, is it?
Well, do you know what? No, but forget all that. Look, forget who it is. You got to remember, you're on a cricket pitch. You're playing probably the most pussiest game in the world, yeah? You're wearing head-to-toe cream-like kit.
Let me just stop you there. Let me just stop you there. For our listeners, you are a person who has threatened to stab someone on a cricket field.
I have not threatened to stab someone on a cricket field. No chance, mate. Get locked up.
Second effort.
No, I'm being serious. I don't, mate. I don't get aggressive on a cricket. It's pathetic, mate. You look at Matthew Wade. It's embarrassment. Geezer's like 4'5". Yeah. Acts like he's the hardest man in the world. You're on a cricket pitch, mate, not a boxing ring.
Yeah, I think it's a yesteryear thing, isn't it? When
you're playing cricket, yeah, you're not hard. Like, same with Bumrah. But then this is typical India. Typical India. I watched that World Cup final, yeah. Honestly, they are pathetic. Yeah. When they appeal, it's not given out. They literally throw their toys out the pram. They're huffing and puffing. Like, honestly, they really do think that they can have everything their own way.
Well, and they do, Bill, don't they? Because they've
got
run
money.
The fucking sport. So how sweet
is
it?
They didn't last week, did they?
Nah, Hyderabad.
We fucking beat them.
What fortress?
Them
Bill.
Commentators, my God. How are them commentators getting away with it? Like, you've got like people like Sunil Gavaskar, who's obviously one of the best cricketers ever, talking complete shit, yeah? And as for that Harsha Bogli, he's like the Stephen Mulhern yeah, of India. Like, go and present kids TV, mate. You talk like a child. You haven't got a fucking clue about cricket. Yeah. They've got Kevin Peterson on, who is just the long-term fucking OG ambassador of the IPL, yeah? Fucking Ravi Shastri. Is he not the fucking... Is he not a coach or something anymore?
I don't think he ever was a coach,
Brendan
Bill.
Let's not get Rob Key on to commentate.
You know when you get that, you know when you get that random dad who rocks up with a jacket on a Saturday that says coach on the back, and he
yeah, well that may as well, mate. They all have a go, didn't they? They all have a go.
What but, I don't like, it's just so biased as well. They don't call out Bumrah. That's why we didn't know it happened, because they didn't call it out.
Oh, do you know what I mean? Like Bumrah, like look, he's a good bowler. Yeah, would he get in an all time Indian 11?
It's pretty good, Bill.
I don't know. I don't know. My Indian history is a bit hazy. But maybe he would. Maybe he wouldn't. But, you know, they make out like he's the fucking best bowler in the world. He's a very good bowler, yeah. Very good bowler. Would he be in my World 11? Is he getting your World 11?
What, all time?
No, just now. Current Test 11.
Yeah. Do you know Wood? Fucking old mate. We'll get on to him in a bit. Shamar Joseph. He's in my World 11.
Is he? Yeah, yeah.
He's got rig for days. He's got fucking...
I can't look past Cummins. No, I ain't gonna lie. I can't put on rings. I don't like him. So, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, he's a good bowler, but I don't like him.
I think that's a fair argument. I think that's a proper fair argument. Yeah. What about Pope under the lid, Bill? I just thought of this. Fucking
nah, mate, he's always been good. He's always been in Bell-esque, isn't he? Under the lid.
Was Bell that good under the lid?
Bell was good.
I think he was just there. Not as good as James Taylor.
Well, but James Taylor played 3 games, didn't he? So he's very good, mate. Very good. He's buzzing, isn't he? He's buzzing. He's got a mullet, he's buzzing.
How's Hartley feeling now, Bill? Because his character arc during this test match is, I wouldn't have logged onto Twitter after day two, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I know. But like I said, you just, back on my mind now, like, I think twice about going onto the WhatsApp group and airing or knocking England. Like,
you've got to let the game play. They can win from anywhere, Bill. They've proved it. What is it? 17 matches Stokes has been in charge, and I think he's 2 wins behind Atherton's record, or is it Nasser's?
I think they're a better team when they're under the pump. I agree. They're as good when they're in control.
Yeah, I agree. Because sometimes they don't actually, you don't know quite know how hard to go or what. They're better when they need, like they know what they need.
Well,
to
Well, we've
do,
seen
right?
it, haven't we? When they're in control, like in for day one of the Ashes. I'm not knocking that declaration. I quite liked it, but yeah, you just see that they have to do something, don't they? Like he has to do something just to get back into control.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly. You'd rather
or
them have
not
the
get
cards.
Back into control, but I don't know, just do something different.
Yeah,
it's all a bit boring if it's one sided England, isn't it? And they're not about that.
On the other side, that's what's produced some of the best Test matches we've seen over the last 2 years. The fact that it hasn't been in his hands, and that's the reason why we've had such good matches.
Yeah.
What about the lids, Bill? There's a few ropey lids flying around on both sides.
Oh, God. How old is Ashwin?
They're 23.
Yeah.
No,
plus 15.
He's 34, isn't he? He's got to be 34, 35. What do you think of that haircut?
Just don't clip your hair, yeah. When you're over 33, but don't clip your hair. Don't, especially not that fucking eye either.
that is one of the most bastard haircuts I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a lockdown haircut, mate. It looks like it's in lockdown in India. Lockdown haircut, mate.
Ravi Shastri did it with the same with the same razor he does his moustache with.
What, a spoon? They did it with a spoon.
Oh, well, was it nice seeing folks back in the side, Bill?
Yeah, mate, against the Jags, mate. Them stumpings ain't easy, yeah. Like, ain't easy. And one of them, he actually come up a bit early, but still went down to collect the ball. Bang. Job done. See you later. Fuck off.
It's buttery, isn't it? It's really buttery. And he put on a lovely partnership with, was it Stokes or was it Pope? I can't remember. But they put on 100, didn't they?
Pope, yeah.
He's a great player of spin.
He looks good in Kookaburra as well, doesn't he?
Oh, mate, I'm glad he's fucked the fucking Grand Nicks off. You leave that to Brownie. Bill.
All right, yeah, where is Brownie?
Brownie's in Australia. He's got a few runs on a weekend, actually. I think my dad told me he got 70-odd.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's churning them out. Bill, did you see at the end of the match, I don't know whether you watched presentations, but only in India?
Nah, mate.
Only in India.
I ain't got time to watch an Indian presentation, mate.
Only in India can they have 7 massive fucking checks to give out for 7 different.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't get a check, mate. You get a check, and then one geezer will get a fucking quad bike or something. A quad bike or a fucking e scooter. yeah, I'd say that in my own language, mate. Fake, mate.
Fuck it. Crowds
are jokes. See them cunts, right? They all pile in when they think India are going to win.
Brilliant.
They're all fucking empty when they're
brilliant.
Not going to win.
Absolutely
they're
brilliant.
Pathetic. And absolutely pathetic. Like, a lot of them.
And I don't know about you, but I hate the Barmy Army. And I almost like hearing the Indian scream over the Barmy Army. I had that thought over the few days when they're doing well. What would I rather hear? That fucking nonce with a trumpet or a load of Indians screaming? And I'll just put it on mute in the end.
I agree.
It's a tough one. It's a real tough one.
Not many cardboard cutouts, was there? Cardboard fucking signs.
I think they struggled. They were searching people on the way in. And the felt tips are gone, Bill. The Sharpies are down.
Right, listen, right?
Go on.
This is like I've just thought saying here, right? I've always thought it, yeah. Now, you look at that Indian side, I keep hearing, yeah. Like, you know, we had this debate over the weekend when I had a few beers, yeah. I keep hearing, oh, India have got a billion people here. It's fucking great competition, the IPL, yeah. Right?
Who said that?
Well, maybe not as good, but they got a billion. Well, they say that, don't they? This IPL produced all these players, yeah. Right? So. Their team, Rohit Sharma, the state of that geezer, by the way. State of him. He needs to have a look at himself.
Well, before you carry on, Bill, Rohit Sharma, he looks uninterested, mate. I know 5 days in the dirt when you're
he
carrying.
He looks a state, mate. I have to flick over. When he's on the screen, mate, he offends me, that geezer. He looks like a greasy mess, mate. Ridiculous. You're a test cricketer. You're captain, mate. Fucking clean yourself up. Yeah. Rohit Sharma, he's 34, 35. Yeah. Joshwell, I think he's younger. Yeah, he's a youngish player. Shubman Gill, lovely talent. Yeah. Looks really good. You're averaging 30, mate. Yeah. Buck your ideas up. You've played 20 test matches.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah, buck your ideas up. Start scoring some runs. Yeah. 20 test matches, 200s. Averaging 31. That's Zach Crawley stats, mate. Actually, Zach Crawley's done better than that. Yeah. So then you would have had Virat Kohli. They win that game for Virat Kohli, I think.
Yeah.
Virat Kohli on that run chase, 230, mate.
Yeah, you're
that
right.
That geezer's the one outstanding player in that team.
Yeah, it's a real shame that Rishabh.
I ain't having Jadeja. There. Ashwin, good player, yeah.
No, right, Jadeja's the best all rounder in the world, Bill. Come on.
Yeah. Well, in India, yeah, he's the best all rounder in India.
He's never left India, has he? He don't even need to get a visa. He just stays there.
Are you picking Jadeja or Lyon?
Hartley,
yeah. Okay, yeah, sorry.
It depends, Bill, doesn't it? But yeah, Lyon. But then Jadeja.
Well, my point being, yeah, they've got some 34, 35 year olds in that team.
I know.
Right, they have two injuries. They have KL Rahul injured, Jadeja injured. They call up Sarfraz Khan. How'd he get in the country? with a name like that. Yeah.
The process is longer, Bill.
He got a visa, all right? Yeah. I don't know who this Safras Khan is. Never heard of him.
No, to be honest,
probably an IPL player.
I thought he was a Pakistan keeper, but that's someone else, isn't it? Is it the same name?
I think his name is Safras Khan. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think you might be getting two mixed up. I don't know.
Well, have a look,
but
mate. He's
who's
been
the other
called
one
up.
They've called up?
Don't know, mate. Never heard of him. And then the spinner, Kuldeep Yadav. No
Yeah, but
problem. Absolutely fine, mate.
Kuldeep's good. Over there, he's good, Phil.
Is he?
Well, I think he'd be in our side, that's for sure.
Listen, mate. Yeah, 10 years ago, mate, I'd get a bit turnover there.
Don't think you got the
Yeah,
height,
listen,
Phil.
mate. You just
Don't got the
remember.
height.
Yeah, Joe Root was the best bowler in that match there.
It does say a lot, doesn't it? That, like, Joe Root is, if we were saying his bowling goes underrated because his batting is so good, but what he has got is so much more accurate, and you can't use your feet against him, and he's tall. So he is like the perfect bowler over there with a few lefties. I just think sometimes on those decks, that one wasn't the worst in the world, but getting that
Well,
shot.
let me just finish off my point though with it. Like, billion people, the best they can muster is a geezer, well, two geezers that I've never heard of. So maybe because I don't watch the IPL.
Yeah, so they must be shit.
And called the Yadiv, who has been in and out of the team over the last like.
Well, he's going to get
5 to 10 years.
Targeted, that's for sure. And
oh, mate, yeah.
I really, really think. And I didn't 5 or 7 days ago, whenever it was, think that we would have a proper sniff here, but we have a proper sniff.
Until Cody comes back. Once he comes back in,
yeah, I know,
don't
but
like
they could
that
be
guy.
2-0 down, Bill. Do you know what I
You're
mean?
steady on.
It could be
steady
2-0
on.
down.
They would.
We haven't
Yeah,
even
they're
picked the
20.
right team there. We didn't even pick the right team.
No, but it's you know what they're going to do now. Like, they ain't watering the pitch, are they? Next game.
Oh, I don't know. That one turned a fair bit, Bill. It stayed low. Like, I don't know.
Never underestimate India. Like, you never underestimate. But like, they will have something up their sleeve. Yeah.
I'd like a green one, wouldn't you?
Well, whatever India want to do, whatever they feel like their best chance of winning is, they will do that.
Do you think we do you think Rehan Ahmed plays the next game?
I don't drop players, do they? It depends on the pitch. It honestly depends on the pitch, but.
I know, but do you see the point in having him in the side when you've got the other guy who's come, Bashir, who's come in?
Well, especially if you take him out and put Anderson in, all of a sudden Mark Wood at eight. I suppose Mark Wood is a number eight, I suppose. Or Hartley's probably a number eight, isn't he?
Yeah, he gave
Mark
it
Wood,
a
nine,
gave it
Anderson,
a
10.
lift,
Well,
didn't he?
is Leach going to play?
Leach, I doubt it, right?
So they're going to play. They're going to play Bashir, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd like to see Jimmy bowl on that. There was no control, was there? That was the only thing. Like, he just isn't going to go at 4.5 and over. Which
you bring Jimmy in, you bring folks up to the stumps. This is
what we
why
want to
you
see,
have a
Bill.
proper
That's
keeper.
what we want to see.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and he will do that. Folks is always looking for a stumping, the catch, everything. He's always looking for a wicket. He expects to be in the game every ball. You
did,
see that
did,
thing with
did you like
when
that
he jumped up
when
in
he
the
jumped
air?
up in the air? Yeah, brilliant.
Always looking for it.
Yeah, brilliant.
There's a bit of fuss over that.
Nah, it's just.
Didn't someone link that to? Did someone link that to the
nah,
Carey
it's just
thing?
Fucking jealous, fucking idiots. Who? It's clickbait, Bill. Clickbait. Didn't have that in our day.
Yeah,
did
I thought
we?
I read something, but I thought, what was it? And I think it was
it'll
that.
be, it'll be Jim
He's not
Maxwell
standing
or
still.
some
He hasn't tapped
fucking
in.
twat. Yeah. Can we beat these cunts, Bill?
Of course we can. Like I said, don't doubt anything they do. This regime, of course, it's tough. Listen, there's me knocking India. There's a reason why they fucking won about 100 games in a row. One, because they play people at the right time, you know, on the right pitches. You know, they put everything in their favour, yeah? But yeah, of course we can. That batting line's fragile, mate. Like, honestly. Like,
well,
there's some
Hartley's
class
going to
players
come
in
into
there.
That first innings with a hell of a lot of confidence. If he
Just
bowls like he did in
like,
the...
when you get on top of India, As Tony Gregg said, you get onto their grovel. Yeah. Honestly, you get on top of them, they can't take it because they've never, like these people are billionaires, yeah? They used to have everything their own way. They fucking clicked.
They don't lose their bill. They don't
yeah.
lose in India very often. Three test matches in 10 years says that.
Yeah,
this
but
is
they don't
a
play
rare
against
occasion.
teams that come at you, put the pressure on you. Like, play with a captain like Stokes, he's fucking always on you.
Oh, that run
You're
out,
never
Phil.
out of the game.
Phil,
Until
that
the game
run
is
out.
over.
That run out.
Hey, yes, that's what he can do. Like, he changes the game. Like,
outrageous. And
he's just that.
He's managed to run him out coming back from a knee injury and do Jadeja's hammy in one movement. Unbelievable.
You know
Any...
what? If we beat India,
What are you going to do, Bill?
It's just another sign that these fucking cunts, they do everything, yeah? Like, they run the game. They run cricket. Got his self-proclaimed best tournament in the world. And they still ain't the fucking best in the world.
Well, they've lost
What I mean, they've had
two
such...
finals, haven't they, in the old ICC, whatever it is,
Yeah.
the Test Championship.
Still ain't the best in the world.
No.
Still ain't won the World Cup.
Nah.
In their own country.
Very quiet on Twitter, Bill. It's very quiet.
Oh, no, I've seen a few, like, Fletcher put a comment up or something like, oh, something like, oh, India, like, it's like India going down. And then one Indian geezer, it's quite good actually, he said, like your mum on OnlyFans.
That's an Australian burner if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, but yeah, probably, yeah.
Should we get onto the Windies quickly?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, go on. I watched a little bit of it.
No, you only had to watch the last 10 minutes and that's all you needed to see. We had a... It was just a great day of Test cricket, let's be honest. Like, this geezer, I don't know whether you watched him bowl, Bill, but
quickly.
About 3 weeks ago, he was bowling fruit on his island. He was a fucking security guard. I don't think he'd played cricket before.
Really? I know. I did Villiers tweeted. I see Sweetie tweeted something about, like, I've just read this guy's story and he's brought tears to my eyes.
Mate, unbelievable. Like, he was on an island with about fucking... I don't think he could get a team out. I think there was 11 of them. And have you seen his action? It is
fucking smooth,
poetry,
mate.
Bill. It is poetry.
Smooth.
He bowls absolute rasshole. He's he bowls. Firstly, he's played two test matches. He's got two fifers. He's broke his toe in the second inning, in the first inning.
Oh, is that him?
That's him. He's come back.
Okay.
He was in hospital overnight. He's come back on the fifth day and bowled every over. He bowled the whole session and then came out and bowled two overs after lunch to win it, or after tea, because they're playing a day-night game.
It's good just to see the West Indies come back. Like, all these young players, like, they've got rid of all these cunts who want to go and play, like that fucking, that geezer,
Pollard.
Hetmyer.
Oh, Hetmyer.
Pollard, yeah, all these fucking, go and chase your money, yeah? Like, go and play your shitty 2020, go and wear, like, gold necklaces with fucking cricket bats on them, mate. Go and do that, mate, because you're irrelevant. You're irrelevant to cricket. Like I've always said,
but
I don't care what you've done. I'll tell you when people can expect a podcast, yeah, from the Essex League Cricket, a podcast, is when there's Test cricket on. We've got 10 minutes, Alf. 10
That's
minutes.
All right. You're right, Test cricket. I've got no interest.
Test cricket, mate. No, no,
that slap and giggle
you get
shit.
100.
I've just seen some geezer just hit 110 meter Dorothy right on the TV, and it'll be like it's good. It'll be forgotten about in a minute. No one gives a shit.
No,
and,
mate,
I don't want to talk about
that fat farmer. That fat farmer who got 100 in the semi final and then 50 again. Like, who is this geezer, mate? What is the fucking standard when you're rolling off? Yeah, you're getting a geezer off his tractor. Yeah,
are you talking about
the
big
guy? Goes and wins this, like, you know, the national 2020 tournament of his country, and then goes back and fucking plants some fucking corn on the cob. That's ridiculous, mate. Honestly, that Big Bash was embarrassing, mate.
I was going to ask you, Bill, do you honestly think, right, in your prime, You could take poles over there.
No, of course I couldn't. No, but
I think you could, Phil. I think you could. Mystery spin.
Nah, let's be real for a second. Yeah, like honestly, that tournament is. Oh, it's a joke. I was flicking through TNT Sport, yeah, and TNT Sport 6, the New Zealand 2020 final. I reckon there was 72 people there, mate, in the final to watch that final.
Yeah. I mean,
like, come on, do me a favour. When
it's so watered ICC, down, Bill.
The ICC are going to get onto it. Yeah, like that South Africa. I ain't watched a ball of that South African shit. Yeah,
but that one is actually okay. But I honestly can't tolerate it.
Oh shit, mate! Let's have it right. They're all shit.
I cannot keep up with how many fucking games are going on at once, and it is all shit. And I want to know who the fuck is buying it. Who is watching this shit?
What's I'm saying? They all say that they want like South Africa kept their best players back because the financial benefits and. Who's watching this shit? I mean, if fucking BT Sport bought that, TNT Sport bought it, they must have more money than sense. Because like I said, who's buying this crap, watching it? But anyway, I'm not going to waste my time talking about that
what
shit.
What I was
going to
say is,
cricket.
With this Shamar Joseph, right, who is, from what I saw there, and I know it's easy to blow smoke when they've played two tests, and test cricket is hard, it's grueling, it takes it out of you. Like, there's not many Rabadas, there's not many Jimmies, there's not many people can take or like
test cricket, mate.
It's hard, like it's fucking hard. But this geezer is obviously an absolute rocket, and he's West Indian, so he won't get paid, so he won't play test cricket. That is the cycle and the nature of being good in the West Indies, and I think we should start a GoFundMe. I'd put a fiver in a month, right, to pay his wages to watch that geezer bowl in test cricket. Overpaying BT Sport to watch this shit.
Well, I wouldn't put anything in. Like, you play test cricket, mate. Like,
you've got to do it for something, though, Bill, isn't it? You've got to do it for something.
Yeah, like, I get that, but
I look forward to watching him in the IPL, Bill. Right, Bill, we've got 6 minutes
exactly.
Left. Let's get
he's
on
retired,
to the
He's retired from test cricket.
Let's get on to the questions. We've got 6 minutes because you ain't paid your bill.
Rattle for it.
First one from Bobby. Firstly, where the fuck have you boys been? And secondly, where does this test match rank in all-time classics?
I mean, you can't. Them Ashes test matches, don't think you can beat.
Let's go with away test matches then. I'll alter his question a bit. What are the first ones that come to your head there? Because obviously, like, winning...
I don't know, mate. I'm like double your age, mate. So, like, there's one in New Zealand where it was, like, New Zealand then chased down some fucking mammoth total in second innings. Like, Flintoff got fucking massive 100. Thorpe got a double 100. It was like, yeah, that was a good test match. But you can't... It's so sweet to be in India. It's up there, mate.
It will
it's
never happen again where you beat India and Australia.
Yeah,
like,
but it's first game, isn't it? You want to sort of do it where it's like
it means something. It means more.
Yeah. Clinching the Test match.
If
you know
that's
what I mean?
If that's the fifth test series. To win the series with that team.
It's all time,
isn't it? It's all time, right? And where have we been? Where have you been, Bill?
No, mate. You tell me. You're the driving force, mate. I'll just wait for instructions.
Just in life, where have you been? No, let's get on to the next one. Right, Frank. Frank. Fucking Frank. Right, this one's mainly for Billy. would you rather spend 5 days at the next test in India holding a sign that says, I love the IPL, or wear Gray and Nick's wheels for the rest of your life?
Well, that's a tough question, actually. Now, I'll go out there. Just to literally... get involved and have some rows live in India. Like, I want to see if these people exist. Like, I want to see for myself these retards, like these grown men doing like felted pens on signs. Yeah, I want to see if they really exist. Like, these people who, like,
would you lob
comment,
in,
like, I want to real life rouse them.
So you fly all the way over there. What would be your because you love a missile, right? So you threw the what do you throw the Pim's fruit at Nottingham at the at someone. What are you throwing
Yeah,
in? Are you throwing the biryani or the
Fucking, I don't
the
know,
onion
fucking
bhajis?
pakora or something. Yeah, I'll get like a fucking deep fried pakora. Launch it. Launch it. I don't know, mate, they got some military there. I get loaded. I get shot. Mate, they
Right.
probably won't let me in the country, mate.
No, not if they
Do you know what I mean?
not if they listen to this podcast.
Well, yeah, that and probably how I look, they won't let me in the country. Do you know what I mean? I've given Pakistan a load of credit over the last year. They think, fuck that. No chance. No, thank you.
Bill, we should do another one for the next test.
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for it.
Because I'm fired up going into this now. We can do. We can
I'll
beat
see what
these
our
fuckers.
aim. Yeah, our aim. Alf, you control the socials and all that. Yeah, I want to try and get as many Indian comments as possible. Let's stoke the fire. Yeah.
All right. Let's
bring
fire
it
them up.
on.
Let's fire them
all
up.
you bastards. Bring it on. What you got to say? Come on.
I'd love.
Bring it
Actually,
on.
If any Indian fans are listening, ask us some questions because I'm sure Billy would want to answer it.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. Sorry, it's been a year.
Yeah, I'll see you next year. Yeah,
we forgot the name of the fucking podcast. right, nice one, everyone.
Adios.
Cheers.